اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبه نستعين وهو المعين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، اقرأ باسم ربك العظيم. Please recite another salawat all together. Tonight is a greatest celebration in the history of mankind. A celebration that is celebration of humanity. It is celebration of knowledge and wisdom. It is celebration of all the people, those who are pious people of the world. This is celebration of all the prophets in the past, before Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. It is a night that came with a message that had taken away all the darkness from this world, removed all types of the darkness, and brought a sun that has risen through the Ba'tha. Eid al-Ba'thah, of course, many of our elders, brothers and sisters, they know about at least meaning of Eid al-Ba'thah, but I would like to translate for my younger brothers and sisters. What does it mean when we say Eid al-Ba'thah? Why it is called Ba'thah? Ba'thah, that means rising up. Ba'thah, it is in the meaning of sending somebody. Because this is the night when Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, was given the responsibility of the prophethood, and he became messenger. After 40 years of his life, 40 years when he was being able to make his life testified within the people as Sadiq and Amin. 40 years of his life practicing piety in the community. If I just let my dear children and youth know that Holy Prophet and his childhood, how he grew up in the society that was society of the ignorance, a society of slavery, a society of bloodshed, a society of injust, a society where there were wars for very limited reasons, for little reasons they would fight with one another, a society where the people, they were divided into the tribals, and a tribal society where only the rich people and powerful people, they had only the mean. So let me request ladies, please recite a salawat. I think you got it wrong. I said, ladies, please recite salawat. Okay, so let me request, brothers, please recite salawat. Salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. But I still did not hear from the lady's side. Please recite salawat. Allah. I know there are many ladies, and I did not hear that salawat. So now let us recite all together a salawat. So while we are living in North America, in this society, sometimes we complain that we are living in a corrupt society sometimes, or maybe we are living under many pressures. Let us think that how many pressures were being in the city of Mecca, where Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has grown up. In the society, which is society of illiterate people, that city was a city of ignorant people. In a society where people would bury their daughters alive, in a society where woman was being suppressed or being considered as a slave, or woman has to worship the husband. In that type of society, where husband would ask that I am your Lord and you have to worship me, you have to follow me whatever I ask. And if a girl is going to bore in their house, the husband is going to take out that girl and he would bury her alive. There was no mercy and kindness in this type of society. A society where slavery had reached up to the point that the slaves, they were living under the suppression of the masters. Their life was just on the survival of these masters, that if they keep them alive, then they would be living. Otherwise, they can kill them anytime. It is narrated about Hazrat Bilal. Probably you heard about this great personality who later on became as Muaddin of Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is narrated that he was punished by his master. Sometimes he was placed a stone on his chest, heavy stone, and he would have to stay under that stone for hours, or maybe sometimes days. And then they would ask him that if you would like to change your belief. Just when he started accepting Prophet as a prophet, he was punished. He was punished severely, and that was a norm of the slaves. So brothers and sisters, if I say that today is the Eid and celebration for all the people, those who have gotten that freedom in this world, or I can say that we all have come out of slavery, we started living as free people. This freedom is being provided by the Bi'asad. So celebration of the Bi'asad is celebration of all the free people in the world. Peace say salawat. And also it is celebration for all those ladies, those who did not have any honor in the past. Today, unfortunately, in the West, it is propagated that they have given honor to the female and the ladies, which is completely wrong and false claim. If you see that how human being, and especially female, is being humiliated today. I was in England, and I saw a watch, a clock. There was an advertisement of a clock, and a woman was shown with her legs on that clock. It was just an advertisement of a clock. So you can see that how woman is being humiliated for all types of the advertisement. If you take any magazine, you would find that woman is being imaged over there. Image of woman is being placed because they try to advertise through woman. So there is a kind of slavery for woman. But Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, in the same society where woman was being buried alive, he trained a woman. She became the image and the meaning of Surah Kauthar. Fatimatu Zahra Salamullah Alayha. He gave the honor to the female, the wives, those who are living at the home. They were being treated as slaves. But Prophet, peace be upon him, had given that honor. Honor to Khadija Salamullah Alayha. That it is said that when he got married, after marriage, Prophet, peace be upon him, divided his duties. Being as messenger, being as prophet, he was merciful, kind on his household. And same thing that you can see in the life of Amirul Mu'mineen. That they divide their duties. They would like to give time at home and they would be merciful, kind on their households. That is one of the most important things that was value that was brought by the Prophet, peace be upon him. So what is the meaning of Bi'isat? Bi'isat, it means that all the aspects of our life are being enlightened through the Bi'isat. Bi'isat has touched all the aspects of our life and human life. That means bringing the knowledge in the life of human being. That is why on the very first day when Prophet, peace be upon him, was given the message, it is said that all the angels of the skies, they came down. It is really interesting narration about the Bi'isat that unfortunately it is not narrated in many books. That guard of honor that was being paid to the Prophet, peace be upon him, when he wanted to become as prophet, at that time all the prophets, all the messenger or all the angels from the sky, they came down. And at the end, master of all the angels, Hazrat Jibreel with Hazrat Israfil, all of them, they came down. And then Jibreel was appointed to go before Prophet, peace be upon him. The honors that Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, would have for Jibreel, that Jibreel, whenever he comes before Prophet, peace be upon him, at that time he used to sit before Prophet, peace be upon him, just like a student. It is said there was a special honor that was being paid by Angel Jibreel, that he would like to sit in front of Prophet, peace be upon him, just like a slave, sometimes just like a student. But because he was appointed as a messenger, that he has to give and deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Prophet of Allah. It was cave of Hira. In this cave of Hira, there were only two personalities. One was Nabi and second was Wasi. Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. And suddenly this cave became enlightened with the presence of Jibreel. And Jibreel asked from Prophet, peace be upon him, Ya Rasulullah, you should read. Iqra. And Prophet asked, what I have to read, what I'm supposed to read. And then he was asked, Iqra bismi rabbikal kalladhi khalaq. You should read with the name of your Lord, who's your creator. Let us think why this message was given. in the very beginning of the revelation. Why Quran starts from there? These are five verses that were revealed during this night. So you can think how important is the night. This is the night of the opening of Quran. This is the night that revelation began. This is the night that hopes of all the prophets, peace be upon him, have been fulfilled. This is the night that all those who are waiting for the final message, they got the final message. So that means Ba'isat and Eid Ba'isat can be considered as one of the most important a'yad and celebrations. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, read Bismi Rabbikal Azeem. You should read with the name of your Lord, who is your creator. That means Ismul Khaliq. With the name of your creator. Why is that? There must be some relation between creation and knowledge, creation and the reading. If you go back to the history of human being, you would find that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was created, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him knowledge, and Quran said, Allama Adam al asma'a kullaha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salatu wasalam the names. So those names that were being taught to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, now again human being is being asked, Iqra bismi rabbikal azim. You should read with the name of your Lord. The names that were being given to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when Aimma alayhi salam they spoke about that, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam has said, Nahnu asma'ullah. We are those names that Adam was being taught, those names. But now only one name has been said. Iqra bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq. Read with the name of Khaliq. Because now creation has to reach up to the perfection. Creation has reached to its purpose. Purpose of the life of creation is to read, to get close to the knowledge, to make them knowledgeable. So dear brothers and sisters, let us think how important is education, knowledge, study, reading, progress in different sciences, that our Quran starts with this message. You should read. But whenever you like to read, read with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the things that annoys shaitan. In hadith it is said there are many things that annoy shaitan. And that hadith is from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So can I accept this salawat? Salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, it is said there are few things that really annoy shaitan. And one of the things that whenever you like to do any action, at that time if you read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, when you start with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that annoys shaitan. Another thing, can I say another thing that really annoys shaitan? That is the recitation of salawat. It is said that this salawat, it repels shaitan from that gathering. That he cannot stay in a gathering where salawat is recited. So brothers and sisters, when we look at our creation, because creation of human being is based on knowledge and education, that is why Quran has given the message of Iqra in the beginning. and that is the name of Khaliq. Although Khaliq, it is a name for the name. According to Ayatullah Jawadi Amuli, he said, Ismu Ismil Khaliq. Khaliq is a reality outside. It is not a name. One, we see image outside that is written name. That written name is for a name. And then again, that name is name for a reality. Written name has a meaning. And meaning itself has its reality. And that is how it becomes Ismu Ismil Khaliq. Iqra bismi rabbikal kalladhi khalaq. You read with the name. Many times, many people think that name or the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means those which are written in the words. Or for example, it is said in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in this verse, there is a name that is closer than ism a'azam, than your eyes, with your dark part of the eyes. That is how it is closer to ism a'azam. If that is the case, brothers and sisters, then Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it includes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that name, it does not mean just the word. It means that a reality. Asma'ullah have reality. Everything in this world that we can see in this creation, that becomes Ismullah al-Azim. That is a reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We, our existence is a reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever we read, we can read only with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the help of our creation. And if knowledge and education, it becomes mixed with Ismi A'azam, then it's going to have meaning. So whenever you start reading, whenever you like to study, whenever you like to have exam, whenever you like to stand up, sit down, whenever you like to sleep, any action that you like to do, then you should start with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alladhi Khalaq. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the following verses, Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. You know, Iqra, it has benefits. One of the most important benefit is our training. Because Iqra bismi rabbika al-azim. Read with the name of your Lord, your trainer, the Murabbi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Murabbi. When you read with the name of Allah, it is going to make your training. You are going to be trained. You are going to be submissive before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you like to achieve honor, then honor is also with the name of Allah. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. Read that your Lord is honorable. Those people who like to achieve honors in this world, that honor, it is with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what it means, brothers and sisters, Be'isat, that means message of education. Be'isat, that means message of reading, study, message of our creation, message that gives to our soul and spirit, message for our minds, message of the honor in this world. So brothers and sisters, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that Allah taught what it is not being known, ma lam ya'lam. We did not have knowledge, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who provided us knowledge. And Quran is source of the knowledge. Prophet is source of knowledge. Let us take benefits of the bi'sat. Today we live in the time of bi'sat. And we are waiting for a bi'sat. We are being witness of the bi'sat, and we are waiting for the bi'sat as well. We have been witness of the bi'sat of the Prophet, and we are waiting for the bi'sat of Imamat. This is the time that is being said, wal asr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sworn with the time of bi'sat, with the age of bi'sat. Age of bi'sat is very important age. This age has to be age of education, age of knowledge, age of sciences. Our progress as a Muslim, that we have progress in our life. I hope that inshallah, with this blessed night, we will be able to learn from Quran. We will get closer to the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten our hearts through Quran. May Allah enlighten our minds through Quran. May Allah provide that reflection that He's reflected tonight in the cave of Hira. Dear brothers and sisters, amal for night are various, but that start from mid of the night. And it is recommended that you should go home and have a short sleep, and after that wake up. So this is really something good, you know. We never heard about that. Before that, we've been asked that you have to wake up whole night. But this is night of the mercy. This is night of the blessing that you have been asked. You should go have a rest, and after that wake up and recite 12 rak'at prayer. And after that, there are some surahs that has been recited. In those prayers, 12 rak'at prayer, what you're supposed to read, there are surahs after Surah Muhammad, any short surah that you can choose. If you don't have time, then you can just choose any short surah and recite those 2 rak'at. When you complete those 12 rak'at, then there are some surahs that are being said in Mafati. Please look at those surahs that have to be recited 7 times. After completion of those surahs, there is a dua that needs to be recited. I hope that our brothers and sisters will take a little time of their night before Salatul Layl. If you can wake up and do your amal and then recite Salatul Layl and begin your day. And thank for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these blessing of the Messenger and the Prophethood. Sometimes, you know, we need to think that what a great blessing has been given. Go in sajda and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the guidance and say, Alhamdulillahilladhi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Inshallah, with that we will start Du'a-i Kamal. Inshallah, if you are all ready to recite this Du'a-i Kamal, please recite Salawat.